Outcome 3.5 says, identify and train at least three others to serve in some form of church ministry. Note, in this outcome, we are focusing on those involved in ministry as opposed to leadership in ministry, which is dealt with in outcome 4.1. As we think about who should be identified and trained, it is important that first and foremost we follow Christ's example. Before he chose the 12 disciples, Jesus spent a whole night in prayer. Luke 6, 12 to 13 says, in these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles. We need to ensure that we pray before selecting those who will be trained for ministry. As we do, we can be sure that God will lead us to make right choices. Naturally, each of those we choose should be a committed Christian. Secondly, the candidates must be fully aware of what will be required of them. For example, if they're going to be children's ministry workers, tell them everything you expect of them so that there can be no regrets later on. This should include how many meetings a week, duration, their duties, etc. Thirdly, begin a training program in the Word. It is important that they are well versed in those aspects of the Bible that relate to the kind of ministry they will do. There are many free Bible studies on the internet that you can use. Fourthly, teach them how to make disciples. Next, if there are already workers in that ministry, let the trainee serve in an apprentice role until he or she is properly trained and can take full responsibility for the duties you have assigned. Monitor their progress and give regular feedback. It is important to encourage them without failing to point out areas that still need improvement. By taking these measures, you can be sure that you will have success in the identification and training of potential ministry workers.